My name's Dylan. I'm a drug addict. All right, we're going to do a 2-minute meditation. I'm going to say a prayer, and if you could, repeat after me. God. Please lay aside everything I think I know. Myself and especially about you, God. Allow me to have an open mind, open heart, and a new experience. With each of these things, so I may come to know you better. Amen. Dylan Isaac's drug addict. Power of God showed up in my life on the morning of February the 7th and removed the obsession to, you know, use cocaine, methamphetamine, liquid G's, Xanaxes, loose women, and a bunch of other shit. And for that, I am eternally grateful. I got a sponsor who knows he's my sponsor. I sponsor men, they sponsor men, and they sponsor men. And I got two home groups. One of them is the Wall Big Book group of Cocaine Anonymous, meets every Tuesday, 7 o'clock at Birmingham Recovery Center, Birmingham, Alabama. We'd love to have you. This is pretty cool, man. How many of y'all been in treatment for them? 2 times. All right, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, because you got me, motherfucker. All right. I don't really know where we're going to go, man. We have no plan. But sitting in meditation, I want to tell you about the first time I got high. And I'll tell you about the last time, right? Because when we, you know, kind of just like in a linear way, we kind of want to cover step one, right? It's the only experience. I had to have a full first step experience to get catapulted into this way of life, right? Like an intellectual understanding was never enough. Because I used to tell you I was a drug addict, and that's why I cheated on my girlfriends, and that's why I stole your shit and broke into your house and blah, blah, blah. But I didn't really, I always thought it was some sort of like moral failing or choice. The first time I ever did any mind-altering substance that really had an effect on me, there was an experience with Franzia box wine when I was 8 and a Virginia Slim, and nothing magical happened. But I can almost tell you the day, man. I remember it was in May. It's right after my 10th birthday, and I did a line of cocaine, ate 2 Xanax bars, and half an X pill. And up until that point, I had been a very, I was a chubby kid, I was very shy, and I've always lived in this skull-sized prison of what I thought you thought about me. And please fucking like me. I don't necessarily need to like you, but I really need you to like me so I can kind of sort of like myself. And the wild thing about drugs is they freed me from all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the best analogy I've ever heard is I felt like God's little brother. You know, there's a description and there's a solution, and it talks about a spiritual experience, right? But they talk about a vital spiritual experience. But here's the difference. Right, as drugs gave me a spiritual experience for a very long time, right? These ideas, emotions, and attitudes, which were once the guiding forces of my life, i.e. fear, right, a lot of anxiety, all this shit, you know, like my skin just doesn't feel right, suddenly cast to one side. And I wouldn't be sitting here in front of you if drugs didn't do so much for me. It's just the facts. You know, I love Xanax. It's more than motherfuckers still eating them. To be honest with you, look, you see this right here? It's a bar that says, till death do us part, you know? Like, I'm dedicated, okay? So fast forward, right, we have all these, you know, I got all these circumstances, and I've been to jail, and none of that shit, you know, I used to think all that made me a drug addict, right? Going to jail and DUIs and experiencing homelessness. But I want to tell you about the last time I got high. The last run. It's February the 3rd of 2021. I never shot dope until I shot dope. I started shooting dope January 29th of 2021. Grew up around prostitution and all this shit, you know. Seen it. Grew up during the Oxycontin epidemic, the lottos, all that stuff. And I'm staying in this house in Bessemer. So I just overdosed on heroin and Xanaxes. So Dylan's logic is, okay, heroin, Xanax is bad, I'll go sell meth and do liquid G. Makes sense, right? You know, I'm a businessman at the end of the day, and it sounded like a solid business decision. And no matter how much I used, I couldn't escape my mind. You know, that first time, right, I got this freedom from my mind. I didn't care what you thought anymore. And, you know, as the years progress from age 10 to age 30, it takes more and more and more. And then one day it turned on me and I can't escape my thinking mind. So I do more and more and more and I can't figure out why. You know, because here's the thing, man. The craziest shit I do from a sober state of consciousness. And I remember I was in this dude's apartment. I'm on the phone, and I swore to God I wasn't going to get high again. I'm doing real good. You know, I got a meth pipe, bottle of G about this big, and that's it, and the clothes on my back. Still convinced that if I can arrange my outside circumstances somehow, that all of this will change, you know? And I remember, so I put the pipe in this little, like, you know, in this little drawer in the corner. I'm on the phone to do assessment. To get into a place not quite like this, not as nice, but, you know, same concept. And it's like I blacked out for a second, and I looked up, and the torch was going, and I started crying. I didn't know what was wrong with me. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever just woke up and been using and been like, what in the fuck am I doing this? This is not fun anymore, right? Like, at the beginning, you know, it was all very much fun, right? I lived a life of crime and sold drugs and all that stuff. And it was very alluring. You know what I mean? The weekends lasted 5 days. We'd sleep for 2 and we continued on going. The thing is, this thing turned on me and I couldn't figure out what was wrong. You know, because I thought this was a choice, right? How many of y'all swore to God you'd never get high again? If your hand ain't up, you're a liar. Or you ain't been out long enough. Right, because I would sit in jail wearing the breeches like Clint, you know, and I'd swear to God, I'm not going to do this no more. You know what I mean? Like, it's no fun. And suddenly, that gate opens up, right, and I'm like, well, just one. And the lie I tell myself, right, is one Bud Ice and one Xanax bar, which first of all is a big ass lie because I don't want one of anything. You know, I'm an all or nothing guy, I always have been. And I'll buy the lie and it sets this terrible cycle in motion. You know, they talk about, I think it's in more about alcoholism. Might be in their solution. No, it's more about alcoholism. The main problem of the alcoholic centers in the mind rather than the body. It's the same for the drug addict. So I walk after that experience. I'm doing this assessment on the phone, and I walk probably 2 miles to this meeting house in Birmingham. And I weighed about 120. Context, I weigh 190 now. You know, I look like death sucking on a lifesaver. And I go in this meeting, and I get this silver chip, and I'm like, man, you know, I go outside, and the guy that sponsored me for a while, a guy named Frank, I'm out there, and he broke down page 24 in a way I never heard it described before. People have read it at meetings, I'm sure, because how many of y'all heard meeting makers make it? Okay, yeah. How many of y'all tried that? And yet, here we are, you know, so... Because that's one part. Here's the thing, man. I got a three-part problem, and most of the time, I'm just trying to apply one part of the solution. Before I, you know, got my ass kicked early enough to wind up with you guys. And because I'm on this rant, right? I'm telling him, I'm like, I won't get high, man. I know, blah, blah, blah. And he said, listen, man, let me tell you something. You're going to get high again. It's just a matter of when. And something happened, right? Because when people tell you the truth, on page 24 it says, for reasons, hold on, because I'm going to butcher it if I don't read it. Yet obscure. The fact is that most addicts or alcoholics, for reasons yet obscure, have lost the power of choice. Our so-called willpower becomes practically non-existent. We are unable at certain times to bring into our consciousness with sufficient force the memory of the suffering and humiliation of even a week or a month ago, we're without defense against the first drink. Changed my life. As Frank said, what's the three most important words in that little paragraph? I was like, I don't know. At certain times, because I don't know what it looks like. Because I got a lot. How many of y'all have detoxed on your own? How many more than 10 times? Right? Fucking roll tide. You know? I'm an LSU fan. I say it ironically. Anyway, I don't want to start no beef. I forget I'm in Georgia. But the problem is, right, is that I got this mind that's going to always take me back. You know, page 24 pretty much lays it out for a guy like me. There will come a time when I will get high again. That's some bad fucking news. You know, and then as a kind of a carry along to that, once I put this shit in my body, they talk about it in the doctor's opinion, right? I have this abnormal physical reaction. I don't react the way my sister does, right? I heard this guy the other day say,